It's hot. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for August the 10th, 2009. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Sinegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we pause to acknowledge your majesty. Thank you for your great gift of grace offered through your Son, Jesus. Lord, as we work and live in a democracy, we ask that you would surround the men and women around the world who are working, putting their life at risk to serve our democracy. We ask that you also lift up in your grace, wisdom, people around the world that are seeking to find a peaceful means for us to coexist on this planet Earth. Lord, we ask that you look down upon us, that you lead us and guide us so that things we think and say and do be pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community.
Please join me saying the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Items under purchasing. Item A, consider and possibly approve addendum 3 to a contract with Bailey Architects for RFQ master plan for the historical restoration of the Jefferson County Courthouse, which includes A, perform an energy audit of the historic courthouse as required to assist the county in its obligation or application for a Lone Star loan from the State Energy Conservation Office. Item B, if necessary to achieve the energy cost savings to offset the construction cost within a 10-year period as required by the Lone Star loan, to review the assessment of Ford Park prepared by Best Tech dated October 2008 to incorporate into the Lone Star loan application. And item C, design construction documents, bidding, negotiation, and construction administration services for the phase three restoration of the Jefferson County Courthouse, which may include masonry, window restoration, work on floors, B-14 HVAC system replaced on B-8, lighting and plumbing rehabilitation as required for energy savings. Compensation for phase three is 9.75% of the construction cost and administration hourly estimated at $75,000 a month. I was just checking to see if $7,500 a month for an estimated 12 months. You okay, Patrick? Item B, execute, receive, and file addendum 3 to contract with Bailey Architects for RFQ on the master plan for the courthouse. Item C, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property is authorized by the local government code by donating it to a charitable organization, Goodwill Computer Depot. And item D, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property according to the government code by donating it to another charitable organization, Texas Recycling Association. We have a motion on these items. Have a motion and a second. Discussion.
I just wanted to clarify a few things. We had some issues that were raised by Attorney Rugg regarding this, and I think in talking to Deb, for clarification purposes, the compensation for phase three, which is a 9.75%, is the same as it's been from the beginning on this contract. So so that was not an increase. The portion that he is, they're anticipating adding is for preparation, the, excuse me, the credited energy survey, which is different from the survey that we had previously about 5 or 6 years ago. So I think that has been resolved. And then the hourly portion is not to be come into play unless there's something specific outside of the language of this agreement. Is that correct? Okay. Tom, did you have any other issues that you wanted to bring forward?
No, sir, I did not.
You okay with everything now?
I'm fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners. Anything else under the items under purchasing? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A has been requested tabled. The burn ban has been lifted for the time being anyway. Item B, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal contract between Jefferson County and Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission relating to the operation and provision of 911 service. And in just a second, we're going to call on Mr. Pete Delacruz to speak to that. And item C has been requested table also. So, we have an addendum. Item D under County Commissioners, consider approving resolution affirming Jefferson County's continued participation in the upper payment limit program and authorizing the county judge to execute all amendments and certifications reaffirming the county's participation. And before we vote on these two items, I'm going to ask Mr. Delacruz to come up and enlighten us.
Thank you, Judge. For the record, my name is Pete Delacruz. I'm the director for the 911 system here in Hardin, Jefferson, and Orange Counties. The interlocal that you have before you has been in place for a number of years. It renews automatically, annually. From time to time, there are some changes that take place with regulations. There's one minor change this year. Back in March of last year, we installed new 911 equipment at the Sheriff's Office. They serve as the primary 911 center for the county. And as part of the reporting process, if there is ever an error in the information that the call taker would see in association with the 911 call, in the past they maintained a tablet. They would document those errors and just simply mail or fax those to our offices to remedy the correction. With the new system, they have the ability to do that electronically. They click on a button, it brings up the form, they complete the form online, they click print, it actually prints to a remote printer at our offices, and then we take care of the problem. So that was the primary change. We just removed the verbiage that referred back to that manual system to move forward. Questions?
Guess not.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for enlightening us.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda are items under county auditor. Oh, did we vote? Oh, okay. Anything? Okay. And we got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County auditor, item A, consider and approve budget transfer Beaumont maintenance for additional extra help, $2,000. Item B, consider a budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 6 for additional travel, $500. Item C, consider and approve issuance of home buyout checks. Checks will not be released to the title company until the federal funding is received. It'll be check number 320004 through check number 320008. In the amount of $404,542.98. Then item D is the payment of regular county bills, check number 319714 through check number 320003. And by way of addendum, Item E, consider and approve, possibly approve, utilizing $30,000 in the liability insurance line item to increase current year funding to Triangle AIDS Network, budget year 2009-2010. Allocation to the Triangle AIDS Network will be reduced by $30,000. Okay, we have a motion on these and a second discussion.
Judge, I have a question for the auditor. When they submitted this, there's a required letter that's supposed to tell why they, or is that only for out of state? I just, okay, this is not out of state travel, okay.
Anything else? Hey, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, unanimous. County engineer, item A, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit 08-P-09 to Cinemarex Energy for the placement of 2 4-inch lines encased in a 12-inch pipeline carrying oil, gas, water crossing Old Sour Lake Road at projects in Precinct 1. Item B, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit 07-P-09 to EOG Resources, Inc. for the placement of a 4-inch low-pressure saltwater line crossing County Line Road at projects in Precinct 3. Item C, consider and possibly approve a final plat of Old Big Hill Estates. That's a 4.24-acre tract of land out of the Lovan Hampshire Survey, abstract number 509, Jefferson County. This property is located in Precinct 3. Item D, consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Miller Place. That's tract 1A and 1B, being 11.12 acres of land and part of the Bennett-Blackman Survey. Abstract number 3, Jefferson County. Properties located in Precinct 3 and within the city of Beaumont's ETJ. All right, is there a motion on these? Have a motion, second, and discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County tax assessor, collector, consider and possibly adopt a resolution honoring Donna Garner for her years of service with Jefferson County Tax Office. She'll retire August the 31st, 09, after 21 years and 8 months of service. Item B, consider and possibly adopt a resolution honoring Debbie Terrio. You're losing all your people, Mayor. What's happening?
Nothing I said.
For her years of service in Jefferson County Tax Office, she'll retire August 31st, 2009, after 30 years of service. And item C, consider and possibly approve waiver and penalty and interest on 11 accounts pursuant to Section 33.011 of the State Property Tax Code. All right.
Hey, any questions on number? Get that one out.
Other than what is it?
Okay, well, there's a very narrow state property tax code that allows for waivers. And they have qualified and they fall within that code. Or kind of cutting on and off. So everybody okay with that one?
Okay.
Okay, well, now since I'm losing all these people there, we're thinking about not collecting property tax. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
You okay, Patrick? I'd like to get Donna Garner up here first.
Come on up, Donna.
Donna has been with the office for over 22 years. He's been there the whole time I've been there, and it's a very special relationship. She worked very hard to help me get into office the very first time. Her husband actually constructed the first sign for my actual commercial signs came out, and it was on the end of Dallin Road, Major and Gladys out there. She said they still had that sign until they had to use it someplace for Hurricane Ike. So it's been a wonderful relationship. She's been a huge part of our family downstairs. Are going terribly. And we are also, we brought her Rolex in today that got, and I've inscribed on the back of it your years of service.
Donna, while you're there, I want to read this resolution for you. It's whereas Donna Gardner has devoted 21 years and 8 months of her life to serving the people of Jefferson County. Whereas that service was provided through the office of assessor collector of taxes. And whereas Donna has dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting property taxes, giving special attention to motor vehicle dealership and individual and many other activity during the daily functioning of the Jefferson County Tax Office. And whereas Donna is loved and will be sorely missed by our co-workers from whom she earned their friendship, respect, and gratitude, therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court does hereby honor and commend Donna Gardner for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and we wish you the very best in retirement.
First, I want to thank Miriam for everything. You've been a wonderful boss and a really good friend. She's always been a good listener. And she's been so patient. I used to constantly ask for blue jeans all the time. I know I drove you crazy. I truly appreciate everything you've done. My supervisor, I'm not a member. And I wanted to tell you, I first came to work for the county in 1969 for Judge Walker's father, Walker. I came to work as part-time vacation. And Commissioner Walker was kind and most honorable. And Judge, my family is always. And I eventually went to work for Chief Young. That was a wonderful job. No, I can say. After several years, my husband and I moved away, and I raised my children. That was a wonderful life. Honey, I came back here to the tax office, and we've just had so much fun. I've just. And I want to tell y'all, it's just.
We're going to miss you.
Miss you too. Yeah. Thank you.
Now we have the troublemaker.
Where's Debbie?
Yeah. Debbie Terrio has been another part of our team that has just been a major, major player in the tax office. She has been there and seen us go from manual entries into the ledgers back when Nick was here, and not that that's all he did, but to where we are today, where we really have a wonderful, slick, computerized system. And Debbie has been, she's seen all of that happen. Did I tell him about the time that we were in Houston? No. Okay, that'll be for later, but that's something very special and only happened to me once in my life, but we'll leave that one alone.
Thank you.
But we have definitely been a family down in the tax office. We're there 8 hours a day, spend more time together than we do with our families. sometimes, but it can be very hard to see these two ladies go, because they've been such a part of us.
30 years?
30 years.
We must have violated the child labor law.
I think we did. I think we did.
Thank you.
And Debbie, we have your Rolex off.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say thanks. Samson was here. I thank him for my job. And a great friend says Houston was a great time. But other than that, thank y'all.
Let me read this to you, Deb.
I have Debbie's daughter here, too. Keely is here.
Where? Hi.
Thanks.
You want a job? Whereas Debbie Terrio has devoted 30 years of her life to serving the people of this county, and that service was provided, of course, through the Office of Assessor Collector. Were you there the whole time of the 30 years? And whereas Debbie dedicated her talents and service to the overwhelming job of that department, and whereas she is very loved and will be certainly missed by our co-workers, and she has earned their friendship and all of our friendship, and we so appreciate you. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Debbie Terrio for a dedicated service as a valuable employee of this county, and wishes her well in your retirement.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, that was fun. Be glad when mine comes up. 510, I think, today. Human resources. Do what? I didn't vote. Okay. Those resolutions aren't good till we vote. All right. Any discussion on?
Judge, I'll move for approval.
Okay.
Second.
All right. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. Unanimous. Human resources, consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Rhonda Dixon, Sheriff's Office employee. And item B, consider and possibly approve granting an extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Vera Ozen, Sheriff County Office employee. Is there a motion on those? Okay, is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. And that concludes the agenda, ladies and gentlemen. If there's nothing else from the court, we will stand adjourned. Thank you for coming.